Hall of Famer, former NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Jason Taylor joins us now on Mad Radio. Jason, Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne in Houston. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing well.
Let me begin with this, Jason. You've got the Patriots in Tennessee this weekend. That whole ESPN story that came out last Friday about New England, isn't that kind of a good thing as far as motivation for them in the playoffs? Like, you can rally the troops and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I absolutely think it is. And, you know, regardless of the report and, you know, the validity of it or whatnot, you know, I don't pay attention to a lot of those things, speculation and people talking, but yeah, I mean, for the Patriots, you know, they've been down this road so many times. I mean, this is a very comfortable position for them to be in the playoffs, hosting a home game against a team that they're favored to beat. And, you know, this little controversy or whatever comes up and people were trying to hit it, you know, try to knock them down a little bit with different rumors or whatnot. I think this solidifies what they're doing. They'll rally the troops and come together even tighter. And Tom Brady, the last thing he needs is more motivation, and I think he's just been given that.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point over the years where as soon as something comes up like this, I almost look at it as an advantage for the Patriots, whether it's Deflategate or Spygate or anything else. It forces them to focus so much that they end up just going out and destroying everybody. Now, this is what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a series of three questions here, Jason. So not to put you on the spot here, but because you have this Titans game, and I'll call it the Titans game because I'm desperately trying to figure out a way where I can make this like more. I need some juice in this game. I need to convince myself that the Titans can win. So I've got three arguments here. Tell me if any one of these is valid at all. We'll go down the list. This is my first argument that the Titans might actually have a shot in this game. Brady has been struggling these past few weeks.
Inconsistent.
Now, he's not himself. He's inconsistent, probably in large part due to his Achilles tendon not feeling all that great. But in that time, the rush offense for the Patriots has come on like gangbusters. The one strength the Titans do have on the defensive side of the ball is they're pretty good at defending the run. Does this give the Titans enough to stay in the game?
It can, sure. I mean, the Titans defense is good against the run, and the Patriots sneakily, everyone thinks when you hear Patriots, it's Tom Brady and throwing the ball around. And the Patriots have done a really good job of rushing the football this year. So, and I think they need that component to their offense. You know, there was a few games where Gronk wasn't around and they had to find ways to manufacture more yards. But listen, the Titans went out and beat Kansas City in Kansas City, which, you know, anyone that's played in this league knows it's a tough place to play. And, you know, they were down early. It didn't look pretty. And they found a way to win in a row. So that's not easy to do. You have a young quarterback. You have a young running back. I mean, it's not easy to do. So I give them a lot of credit for that. Going into New England, yeah, it's a little bit of a different story. But, you know, I've been there and won with the team with a young quarterback and in the playoffs. So it's definitely possible. But it's going to take a very focused and effort and they're going to have to find a way, I think, in the kicking game somehow to make a big play to change the game.
Okay, I guess one of the other wild cards would be the fact that two of the three losses that New England had this year came at the hands of mobile quarterbacks, Alex Smith and Cam Newton. Is Marcus Mariota enough of a running threat to upend some of the weaknesses on that defense?
Yes, okay. Yes. I mean, you saw what he did last week and the way he ran around. I mean, he threw himself a touchdown pass last week, which we don't see very often. So, I mean, yes. It creates a problem for you defensively when you have a quarterback that can run around and extend plays. It's not so much just running the ball. It's the extension of plays and allowing receivers to get into the scramble rules and shake open downfield. You know, if the initial coverage was good. And the Patriots, if they lack anything this season, it's been that individual pass rusher defensively that can kind of get after you and strike fear in your offensive line. So, now, with that being said, they also have James Harrison, who I think, even at his advanced age, I think is a guy playing with a chip on the shoulder. He's highly motivated, and he wants nothing more than to win this game and obviously get a chance to play against, you know, Pittsburgh if they're able to beat Jacksonville on Saturday as well.
Jason Taylor joining us, the Hall of Famer here on Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. I have a follow-up about Mariota. The Titans have a decision to make about him in the offseason. I'm guessing they'll give him the fifth-year option because there's not a lot of risk. He had a really good second season, a down year this year statistically, and then he plays really well in the second half on Saturday against Kansas City. Where do you stand overall on Mariota, the franchise quarterback?
I think he's fine. I mean, he went through some things this year trying to get healthy and all that, but I mean, he's a quarterback I think you can win with. He can do a lot of things. He has a good arm, a good grasp of the offense, a smart kid. Obviously has a whole different dynamic with his ability to run around and extend plays and really, really stress the edges of a defense. I think it adds a whole different component to your offense. So I know if you look back at historically, you look back in the last few years at the quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, yeah, they're pocket passer guys. But I think this league will continue to evolve a little bit, and Mariota will continue to grow into that role of being a very efficient, accurate pocket passer. So, listen, it's so hard to find quarterbacks in this league. They don't grow on trees. You can't buy them. You can't find them anywhere a lot of times. So there's a whole lot of teams, probably over half the league, if not more, that would love to have Mariota as their quarterback. So I think the Titans are in good hands.
Jason, Case Keenum came kind of out of nowhere this year and ends up having an outstanding season for the Minnesota Vikings. They'll play on Sunday. What are you making of this season of Case Keenum and what it means for his future?
Well, he's had a great year. No denying that. We'll see what happens here in the playoffs as they earn the first round bye. But, you know, you hate to see someone go through such a great year and then losing the first round. So I want to kind of hold out a little bit on that. But, listen, the guy's earned himself some money, I'm sure. I mean, he's earned himself a lot of looks and some money, and he's got a good team around him. That defense out there in Minnesota is really good. They've all rallied around him and done a fantastic job. So, you know, it's teams are sometimes worried or cautious about buying high, obviously. You know, he didn't want to run out last week and buy Bitcoin after, you know, it jumped how many of a percent. But, you know, he'll get a good, hard, long look from teams and from their accountants.
Jason, last thing from us. Jason Taylor joining us here on Mad Radio. You're a guy who played through a lot of pain, especially at parts of your career. You were a tremendous pass rusher. J.J. Watt is coming off 2 years, won the back injury this past year, the broken leg, knee, the compression deal that he suffered against Kansas City. What can the Texans expect from Watt in 2018 and moving forward?
Well, I had a chance to spend some time with J.J. About a month ago, I guess. We talked a little bit about it, and obviously I won't talk about everything we talked about, but, you know, I think for a guy like him that works his butt off and you see the work ethic and the commitment, the drive, I mean, he's on IR and he's at the facility just grinding away at the rehab. And I think his presence to rehab has been great for him and for his team, and I think also for Deshaun Watson. So not only do I think J.J. will be back and be back in a big way, physically, I think it's also going to bring along his future starting quarterback. So I don't doubt that J.J. Watt can get back and play at a high level. He's probably going to have to adjust or may have to look at how he treats his body in the offseason a little bit as far as giving it more rest and maybe taking some of the load off and being a little bit smarter, maybe changing his weight. I know some of the things that I did when I got older and had some things that were, he's not even old, he's still young, but had some things that were ailing me. You kind of start to tweak how you prepare and at what point you start and how much you load your back and how much you load your knees and whatnot. But listen, when he gets on the field, he's not one of those guys that's going to tiptoe around and try to keep himself out of harm's way. I mean, we've seen him. He's all out every play, hair on fire, making plays. And sometimes in this crazy physical game, you get dinged up. It's just a lot of it's preparation and taking care of your body and being strong and being flexible. And another part of it is luck. And I was lucky for a lot of my years.
Jason has the Patriots and the Titans this weekend on Westwood One. Jason, thank you for your time this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
There you go. Jason Taylor, Hall of Famer on Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610. We've got all the games this weekend. So if you're driving around this weekend, doing a various to-do list, all that, we've got all the games, including the Patriots and the Titans, coming up on Saturday on Sports Radio 610.
Well, the third question I was going to ask him, but I just felt like it was going nowhere on reasons to believe in the Titans.
Yes.
I didn't think Jason would
necessarily... He wasn't down with that, man.
I don't know if he was going to have fun with this last one. I was going to say that bad weather is expected in New England. Cold weather is expected on Sunday. It's going to be 27 degrees. But on Saturday, it's actually going to have a high of 55 degrees. They played that game on Saturday, and the Titans, a Southern team going up to New England, I felt like God favors the Titans. And I wanted to get Jason's take on that, but I just don't know. I felt like he might have taken it way too seriously.
All right, quick question. I'm rooting for Tennessee. Are you rooting for Tennessee?
Yeah, I'll root for Tennessee.
Okay.
There's no part of me anymore that needs to see any more A, evidence of New England's greatness. All right, it's a dynasty. All right, it's a flat out dynasty.
Of course.
And there's so much. So I don't need to see that anymore. I want it to be over. And I want, if this is the nail in the coffin, I'd like it to, any malice or anything. It's not malice towards anybody in the organization. It's just towards, it's only this, Mike. It's malice towards the children of New England, okay? I desperately need the youth of New England and the young 20-somethings of New England to experience some sort of misery in their
pain.
Sports lives.